5 o'clock hour here on WEEI Afternoons. Reminder, this time tomorrow and all 4 hours tomorrow, we'll be at the Dean College stage down at Patriot Place. And we'll be 24 hours from now, we'll be leading up to that unveiling. Fitzy, you told me there's been some images that maybe the Tom Brady statue is there and there's been some...
Oh, it's there.
Things are being seen on it.
Okay, so some internet and IG spies have been skulking about the plaza. The statue arrived, I want to say, in the wee hours of the morning, in the darkness of the early morning. And some people saw, like, it's all covered up, except a little bit of the base peeked out.
Oh.
And you can see on the base, ready for this, Ted?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Back to you, Andy.
Sneakers.
Sneakers.
Yep. No, it says, it just carved right into the base. It says, I love Tampa.
No, it doesn't.
No, it says 34-28. So what would that mean?
28-3 game?
Yeah, that's right. 34-28 final score. So there's been speculation that it'll have around it all the scores of the Super Bowls he won in a Patriots uniform,
okay.
Including 20-17 Patriots Super Bowl 36, Ted.
That's awesome, man.
32-29.
Ted, you don't seem excited.
27-24.
I'm going to go visit the statue when no one's watching. Just me and Tom. Just talk to Tom. Tom. Hey, now, Tom.
Let me ask a
How
question.
You been,
do, do you think? Do you think? I think this is going to be. Now, tomorrow night, there's going to be every news outlet in town. Look at, there we go, right over our shoulder, Channel 7, Brady and Bronze, blah, blah, blah. There's live news. It's going to be unbearable down there. Everyone's going to be, Reese and Rochie will be there, all the nicest guys. 10 million stand-ups, 10,000 photos, a line out onto Route 1 of people trying to take photographs with it at first. But don't you think that the statue is going to become more than just, oh, it's a great sight to see when you come to Gillette Stadium? Like, people will go there and think of the games they watch with their dad or their grandfather, and like it'll. I think it'll trigger
maybe
some of those.
There'll be photos,
special memories.
I took a photo with Rocky in Philly.
People, yeah,
but
yeah,
those
yeah.
Are, I mean, but Andy, those are movies. We lived through something very different. Tom Brady was the most important figure.
I know, but what am I going to do other than just take a photo with it?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, like, I'm not going to. I mean, there's certain things I can't say on the radio
these,
I'm not going to do.
My dad made me a football fan. I watched a lot of Patriots games with my dad. My dad died 3 years ago. I might think of my dad. It could get misty. It could get
misty.
But
I don't need to go there, and I don't need Tom Brady's statue to do that necessarily.
But I'm saying seeing it. Why are you dead inside?
The only thing I want to see is how tall it looks, and this is going to lead to, like, short jokes for Andy, but a 12-foot statue is
it's almost like you're entering Rome, like this big statue. You're coming in, and Tom's like looking down at you.
You're not wrong at all. Like, the David is 15 feet. Like, it's 12 is significant.
You know
more
what?
Than
you
just
know
numerically
what? You're hearing from me is just like. We just, it's like Tom Brady. Can we just, we need to move on. We got new Patriots. Can we just start a new era?
I'm with you, Ted.
And that's what all. This is. I actually think tomorrow night is that. I think
please,
it's closure.
Can we just put some closure to this?
Like,
when
last
you
guys June used was
to
closure.
Get, when you guys used to get your Super Bowl rings, yeah. That was like the final. Yeah, put that away. Shut up. So, it's a new season. That's what I think just, tomorrow night is. And I think it's perfect. 6 o'clock, Tom Brady gets his statue. 7, whatever, Drake May takes the field. Okay, we're done with that. Drake May is now the quarterback of the New England Patriots. Yeah. Tom Brady is part of history. Go home and think about him and watch your DVDs and do all that.
There you go. Amen.
No does pressure, he stay Drake. For the game?
No.
He doesn't. Is he at Hanscom by 8
the
o'clock?
Helicopter. That'll be take. He will not see Drake May play. He'll be in a helicopter the hell out of there.
No, forever. He's going to stay. He'll be in Kraft's box.
Depends how much they pay him.
Luxury box?
However many millions it was for Tom Brady night, how much is he
that's
getting
that's what
paid
it is.
Tomorrow?
It's a business transaction.
Absolutely.
Is he getting money for the statue to come?
This would have been
probably.
Done if they had finished. The statue got finished like 2 weeks after Brady night last year, Ted. Like,
yeah.
It was supposed to be done last year.
Yep.
But anyway, that's kind of a neat little feature. A little nugget out there for Pats fans.
All right. It's a
teaser.
It's 5 o'clock, and it's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, the Red Sox played last night. Well, the pressure of the winning streak is over because they lost. Dustin May made his debut at Fenway Park, and it went about how I think some of us thought it might go. It wasn't great. He was not great. He was pulled. Bullpen. Jordan Hicks came in. He was not great either. He's going about as he's been going for a while now. Wild thing, gives up runs, throws hard, but doesn't really help you when you
the
take
the tweeners did okay. The yeah. no-names oh, yeah. as part of the... There have been some bullpen guys. We, you know, Alex Cora paid tribute to Romy and Toro and some of the no-name and Narvaez. There have been a couple of these guys in the bullpen this year that have really kind of come through, like the Murphys and whatnot, when you needed them and you had no idea they were going to be contributors this year.
Yeah, the random guys. Now, I don't know if I want to put them out there in, say, a playoff series or a big game or a high leverage
Cooper
situation.
Criswell.
So we'll see what happens. But this morning, Sam Kennedy, front office report on the Greg Hill Show. He was talking about the trade deadline and kind of summed it up interestingly. We know what happened and what they got, but I now think after last night's game, these comments, maybe you look at them a little bit differently.
It was really fascinating to watch Craig sort of throw caution to the wind. I mean, he was all in, incredibly aggressive in packaging in just about everybody and everything in that farm system. There was a real thought that we were going to get deals done, one deal, two deals done for a controllable starter. We fell short of that. We obviously did get a couple deals done to reinforce the bullpen and the rotation with Dustin coming over. But it was there was not a lot of long-term thinking going on at the deadline.
People, feelings, words, uncomfortable.
To me, that's an incredible audio clip right there.
Okay, what do you mean?
Where do you want to start?
How much time?
I mean, it was fascinating to see him come up short in these deals. It was, I mean, everybody was involved in these deals that he came up short in. Like, why are we so fascinated about not getting a deal done?
Yeah, it's weird.
And if you guys saw the players that he was including in these deals that didn't get done, I mean, you would have just been so impressed. Like, how am I impressed by that?
Also makes me wonder if your farm system and organization isn't that good, because he couldn't get you guys wouldn't believe who he threw in. Well, he threw everything in and they said no.
It was really fascinating to watch.
What was fascinating about watching it?
I'm supposed to be impressed by Craig Breslow basically putting all the farm people, all the players up in the farm system for a Joe Ryan. Like, I'm impressed by that?
Right. This is like me going to buy something expensive and pulling all my cash out and putting it on the counter, and the guy goes, you don't have enough.
Yeah, but did you see
no, you
all
came
the
up
cash?
Short.
You
came
up short. Cash I pulled out.
Throw it's like that's to the wind.
It's yeah. like that scene in Plane, Trains, and Automobiles where Steve Martin has like the nice watch and he gets it, and then John Candy, come on.
It feels
everyone
a little bit like
reference.
They want to get credit for not getting the deal done.
Can yeah, and which is actually, in a way, putting pressure on them. This is something we can talk about moving forward, because they keep comparing it to Crochet. Oh, we went after Crochet last year at the trade deadline, didn't get him. We got him in the offseason. Oh, so you're telling me you're going to get him in the offseason? And Will Fleming has brought that
oh,
up to
big
us.
Big time.
And
big time.
Now I'm almost like, well, you better get him in the offseason, because you keep talking this up. And you're right. Nothing is fascinating about failure.
Incredibly aggressive.
They're so aggressive. I mean, they had everybody.
How do you fail? If you fail spectacularly enough, it can
I don't know.
We were willing to deal everybody. It was fascinating to watch.
And then the next what? Part of that is you went out and got a Mats and a Dustin May. And yep. so far, based on
there's
Dustin,
more to that story than we're getting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just there's yes. so much more to that
just
story.
Just about everybody and everything.
Oh, see, now, whoa.
I think there was.
He walked it back. That was just about everybody.
Oh, yeah, no. They
so now
said,
it's so it wasn't everybody. Now it's just about
no, but if
everybody.
You listen,
everybody in the farm system.
Right, right. And if you listen to the way they've said it, and he said it this morning, Sam Kennedy with Greg Hill, the deal didn't get done because of what we would do. It's they basically said no. Like, we don't blame us. He kind of literally said, don't blame us. We tried to do it, and they just weren't smart enough to say yes to our prospects or whatever. Like, they're putting it all on the Twins that they said no and they wouldn't do the deal. Yes, Dan Ball.
That's not good enough. Sorry.
I said that before the deadline, because we had some people tell us, well, if Joe Ryan doesn't get traded to anybody, then you couldn't have had him. Well, why? Like, I don't care about the other people offering or bidding.
All that means is your offer was not good enough.
Right.
Whatever it was not aggressive enough.
But fell short of that.
What are we missing? Because they thought they had a deal in place. That's the way they were acting, as if they had a deal in place.
I think what we're missing is they're not experienced or good enough as deal makers and negotiators.
Or there's an arrogance. Like, they thought, or just plain.
I think it's...
Who's the one who came out?
Inexperience.
Who came out with that story? We read shortly after the deadline, or maybe it was earlier this week. People don't like dealing with Breslow.
Yeah, Bob Nightingale.
Nightingale.
Bob Nightingale.
I forget. There's so many.
Yeah. So many baseball voices.
But he's also, he is relatively new to the job. So, like, he's going to have to learn, like, the guy that makes, Dombrowski. He's done trade deadlines for 20-whatever years or whatever. He has more experience to know this feels like a deal's getting done.
So it's okay that when he get a deal done because
nope,
he's inexperienced?
Not at all.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying he may have misread it honestly because he's ignorant or inexperienced or whatever to the situation and the and everything that went on.
Well, I'm sure it was honest.
So now maybe he'll be...
So you feel more comfortable knowing that he screwed up honestly?
No, because Dustin May took the mound instead of Joe Ryan. That's how I boil it down to. Last night, whichever night it was, Cooper Criswell, he ended up pitching a great game. Or last night, Dustin May. Like, one of those guys shouldn't take the mound. It should be Joe Ryan. That's how I boil it down. Like,
I'm betting that the trade deadline, lack of inactivity, that story is not going away. It came up last night, and it'll come up again.
They better get Joe Ryan in the offseason.
Okay, but don't
I'm
we
talking
have
about this year?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, it's already coming up. They wouldn't have lost yesterday if Joe Ryan pitched.
There you go.
Jesus, mercy and Joseph on Ryan.
Hey, look over there.
Oh my God, shoot me. If we just we have a little bit more than a quarter of the season left, though, this we have to now, like, we have to either be fired up for Buehler tomorrow night to have a good start against Pivetta, and if that doesn't work, then we have to think, when will Harrison get a look? Because even though, yes, in a postseason run, in a best of five series or best of seven, you're going to lean heavily on your top three arms who have delivered for the last 2 months. You're going to need a fourth starter that you can depend on.
That's going to happen.
You have to.
They're going to get to the playoffs, and we're not going to have enough pitching, and it's going to come back to the trade deadline.
You're absolutely right. And that's fair, correct?
Yeah, it's totally fair.
Okay, that's the way it works. Like, you assess the facts. What
I just
want to
make sure everybody remembers this a month and a half from now.
Like, if your family goes starving because you didn't buy enough bread, you should have bought more bread.
What did the show poll say about the trade deadline? Were people happy with it? They're satisfied with it?
No.
Indifferent
with
it?
No, they were not happy with it. Okay. No, they were not happy with it.
I just want people to remember.
No.
And they were mad.
People got happy, like me, because Criswell went out and then they won games.
Well, that's
what
I'm saying. They won five in a row, six in a row, and you go, the trade, they were fine. No, they're not.
So
no, they're not.
What the people were happy about was about lunchtime yesterday when they found out that Roman Anthony had reached a 8-year, $130 million deal with the Red Sox, a deal that could balloon up to $230 million, probably won't, will probably be somewhere in the middle. But the bottom line is a guy who has become a superstar with this team with like 150 at-bats and only two home runs so far in his whole career.
It's amazing.
Going to be here for a long time. And Roman Anthony talked to the media about why he wanted to be here yesterday.
Again, I came up through this org and always wanted to be here and always knew how great this city was and how passionate the city was. And then, you know, when I got to experience it and like Brez mentioned, you know, only being 150 at-bats in, you know, I can tell this is where I want to be, and there's no doubt.
He doesn't like to say the full word. Org, Brez.
Isn't that modern?
Two
though?
Syllables.
You got kids, don't
they? It's baseball. Everything's shortened.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Listen
to Terry Francona talk baseball. He never says the full name of anybody.
That's true.
It's incredible.
We also had Cora tell us that he's Skippy Pivetta yesterday. So they all do their When you have 162 games and nine innings to sit there, there's a lot that goes through your head.
It's hard for me to have any emotions around this contract with
you're
Roman
not,
Anthony.
Not excited?
How do you get mad? I'm not like critical of Roman. I'm not critical of the team. People, you know, they're saying that this is reallocated money from what they,
But
I'm not going to get worked up that it's not. And Roman, so you didn't really bet on yourself. Okay. Oh, well, so you're risk averse. I don't blame you for signing the deal at 21 years old. Most of us would have.
Yeah.
Bird in the hand. But don't you also like I'm excited for Sox fans of the now and the future as well that they are going anti-Mookie Betts era, not quibbling over a couple of bucks at arbitration and rather now trying to lock these guys up. So you have a stable youth base that you can add Bregman-like players to over the course of the next several years or decade and be consistently, competitively relevant.
Well,
to
then the players better work out. Better not turn out to be, Christian Campbell. You paid Christian Campbell this money and then you sent him back down to AAA.
Right. He's learning a new position at AAA. That's what he's doing now for $64 million.
So, 14-game hitting streak. Come on. Buy into it.
At AAA.
I don't care about
Who
that.
Who cares?
At a park that is getting a reputation for being very offensive friendly. Yes, Dan Ball.
And he also struck out while we were at lunch, hear. And Andy saw the strikeout and went, should have traded him, and then went right back to his water.
Only Sith speak in absolutes. Do not go to the dark side, Dan.
I'm just reporting what was happening next to me.
Ted, did you agree with the poll results that I put out today? Who is the face of the Boston Red Sox? And the options I gave were Cora, Roman Anthony, Jaron Duran, or other. And Roman Anthony is getting 39% of the votes that he is the face of the Boston Red Sox. Do you agree with that? Is that fair?
That tells you where the state of the team. Kinda.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, you're putting Roman Anthony up there like the Jason Tatum's, and it's like, dude, he's got two home runs. Can we settle down? So he has the potential of being this great star. I don't know if he's not a superstar yet. He's not even close. He's got the potential. But he's not close to being. He's not already. He hasn't arrived yet. You've already kind of put him in this. Already arrived.
Yeah. No.
He's
a thing. We'll see if it. No. I mean, Christian Campbell was a thing for a month when was the rookie of the month.
You can't have two home runs and then be a thing.
The empire is different. We're all into the family. Yeah, we'll see. Very popular. We'll see.
617-779-7937. Let's mix some calls into the drive today. Nick in the car has been waiting for a while to talk about the Sox. What's up, Nick?
Hey guys, this is perfect timing because this is exactly what I've been thinking about, Ted. I loved your 3-point stance. I know plenty of Bostonians do love a bit of sports revisionist history, so good on you for keeping them honest.
Thank you.
I was gonna ask, like, what gives? How do you square the circle with Breslow's, you know, the great offseason deals that they made versus the trade deadline? I'm realizing just hearing you guys talk, I think the better question is why isn't he willing to put anyone on the big league roster on the trade block? Like, I love the guy. It doesn't mean I don't like him, don't want him on the team, but I, in a heartbeat, Willie Abreu would have been on. If it meant getting a Joe Ryan, I would have done that deal. You know what I mean? So yeah, if every single prospect that you have available isn't enough, maybe you need to start offering more rather than giving yourself victory laps for, you know, whatever you think you did. So yeah, I don't know.
Thanks for the call, Nick. Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question. The Major League roster thing, I think you and I, Dan, talked about this one day, and we were both like, yeah, we're willing to trade Major League talent.
Absolutely, yeah. For a controllable starter like that behind Crochet, right. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I think they were worked up with chemistry and post-Devers. We finally fixed the clubhouse. Let's not risk screwing it up kind of thing.
You remember, we asked Alex, because they just played with Christian Vasquez, and it was like, oh, when we had to trade Christian Vasquez, it was like, it was heartbroken.
Yep.
So clearly, the locker room, if they traded one of the big league guys, would have impacted the locker room in a way that they were worried about.
Yeah, I don't love that. And I get that everybody loves Duran, and apparently he's the heartbeat of the team and all that. But I said to you guys, I feel like when Joe Ryan goes out and pitches eating scoreless, and could move on. You could move on really quickly. We as human beings and sports fans get very emotional, get upset, and tend to move on very quickly if it has to. So, I don't love that not including major league talent, if that would have gotten it done. I don't have any idea if that would have gotten it done either. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Tim in Brockton. Tim has a thought on Tom Brady's statue tomorrow night. What's up, Tim?
Yeah, no, I just want to tell Ted Johnson, don't tell us to get over Tom Brady ever. We're never going to get over Tom Brady. If Drake May shows more improvement, then maybe we can look into the future. But nah, we ain't never getting over Tom Brady.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
Tim, you're my new number one.
You put me in my place. I get it. That's
favorite caller.
I don't know. Can we just... okay, fine. I mean, I get it. But
but the problem...
I want Drake to be something so we can, you know... We got to move on, don't we, a little bit? Like.
Absolutely. And the comparison I've used for a long time, the Bears have lived off of jerseys that said Walter Payton and Mike Singletary and
Ditka,
those guys.
Ditka outfits.
Like,
but with all due respect,
win. You until get new jerseys.
With all due respect, until 2001, the Patriots that lost to the Bears in the Super Bowl were like the team around
here. Icons.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and we did go to the Super Bowl and lost to the Green Bay Packers in '96, but people forget that it was. So we need to move on. I hear you, big man, but
moving on doesn't mean forget.
No, Chris.
Like, you can do both.
You
can love Brady and root for May.
Absolutely. The posture and point was that if in a few years from now, if it was nothing more than Brady jerseys and cutoff sweatshirts at Gillette Stadium, that would mean no one of significance has taken
Correct.
A new foothold right. of popularity and audience engagement. And maybe, just maybe, now you'll have Drake and one other player do so, which means, yes, we will have moved on but never forgotten. Thank you, Tim and Brockton. Yeah. You're a legend.
Mark in Connecticut's getting on because he wants to talk fullbacks. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Ted Johnson, Chris Ornberger, I mean Rich Ornberger says hello. I hung out with him a week and a half ago. He wanted me to tell you what's up.
Hey, Ted, I appreciate that. I enjoy listening to Rich. I've never met him, but
yeah, great story. Sick brag.
Thanks for passing that on.
Great guy. Yeah, absolutely. So what I wanted to know is the rookie kid, fullback, we're supposed to have a fullback on this roster. Now we don't. What do you think Josh McDaniels' game plan is going to be? Is he going to run a tight end back there?
That's what I'm hearing.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Cole Strange, yes. Baby.
No, Westover, the third Jaheim Bell.
Tried
the third
some of the tight ends.
He's not big enough.
And
I need real fullbacks to be my fullback.
Yeah, like Cole Strange?
No, not
that's what I just said.
That laugh makes I'll drive home happy with that laugh reaction.
No, stop with that.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Thursday, it's 5:30. It's another one of my favorites here. It's Quiz with Stiz Time. Can anybody knock off the defending champion, and who would that be? Well, that would be me. I'd battle next here, Quiz with Stiz. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending? WEEI Afternoons. Time now for Quiz with Stiz.
It's time for the Quiz with Stiz.
That's right, boys. You know the name. You know the game.
Rule number one, no bitching.
Mm-hmm. Seems fair.
Who's that to?
On WEEI Afternoons.
Oh, you suck. That would have been perfect. Way to end this.
The walk-off. Oh, I send him home on the wings of defeat.
Now, here's your host, Stiz.
All right, guys. That's right. You know the name. You know the game. Quiz.
I love this
Stiz.
This song. The music right here.
Andy
Family
Hart.
Feud. It's iconic.
It's the best.
Yes. Andy Hart going against Ted tonight?
Yes.
Is that what we got?
All right.
Somebody's going to try to beat me.
Whatever, right. Dude. Let's go.
I like it.
Oh, there it is.
Let's go.
All right. Before I give you tonight's theme, I will pass it off to my behind the glass brethren for some ground rules.
Thank you, Stiz. So it again is Andy versus Ted.
Please.
In the series
let's do the reach.
The two,
the hell of the tape.
I don't know. This is a mental game.
It is 2-1 Teddy in the three matchups between these guys. Ted overall is 4-1 in the quiz. Andy, with his winning streak, has moved back to 500 at 7-7. Stiz has picked a topic for this week. He'll ask a question. If the host gets it wrong, the other host has a chance to steal. Mm-hmm. If neither get it, it opens up to multiple choice. 10 questions, best score after 10 wins. Don't forget the rules of the quiz with Stiz. No bitching, no complaining, yep. No accusatory comments,
yes.
No self-victimization. Stop yes. being a fill in the blank and play the game. Nick Fitzy Stevens will serve as your lifeline today. Back to you, Stiz.
All right, boys. Tonight's theme, big week for the Red Sox. Big week. Big extension handed out. Tonight's theme, all things Rome.
Ooh, okay. Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Rome.
All things Rome. Like Andy, you won first. Ted, did you have a question?
No, I find this era of time to be an interesting one. So hopefully I do good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right. Andy, you won last week. Heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
And it didn't tonight. So you will begin. Andy, question one. How many years did it take to build the Roman Colosseum?
It was more than a day.
That's what I was thinking. It was definitely more than a day.
That was the city.
We know that.
Let's say...
how many years?
30.
No. Mr. Johnson.
No idea.
Yep.
How many years did it take to build the Roman Colosseum?
I don't know. It's probably the materials hard to get, right? How do you get them stacked up?
Home Depot wasn't
engineering. I'm going to say, let's say 4 years.
No.
Okay, was it 4 years?
Andy, was it A, 3, B, 8, C, 12?
So.
3.
I'm sorry. Ted.
So 8 or 12, I'm going to say 8 years.
Ted's on the board.
Let's go.
Wow. 8 years.
Right? I was surprised. I know. It's a,
I mean, you don't have cranes necessarily. You just have...
What, slaves?
Yeah.
Slaves. And when they die, you push them out of the way and bring another guy to do it.
Oh, man. Not sure that's
man,
how
you guys have such a grasp on history.
That's how they did it.
Oh, it's pulleys and levers.
All right. Mr. Johnson.
Yep.
Beware the Ides of March, the date famously known as the day Julius Caesar was assassinated in 44 BC.
That's right.
What date is that? The Ides of
good,
March.
Have you guys seen that movie? Good movie. Very good movie. I'm going to say March 15th.
2-0, Ted. Are you
Yes.
Everyone knows
that. Everyone
the
knows
March.
That.
That's an
I
easy don't.
Andy, go ahead and finish that sentence.
You went to the top.
I can't. Show,
guess who was born on March 15th?
Are you bleeping me?
You work
me?
With him. Rich Keefe. That's why
really?
You never trust Rich Keefe.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right.
Gosh.
At
darn
two,
it.
Keefe, at two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Andy. Uh-oh. Ramen noodles.
Not
ramen noodles.
Ramen.
Were first introduced in 1971. What was the first flavor?
ramen noodles, first flavor.
Five.
Chicken.
Andy's on the board.
Hey, what do you go, Bubba?
That's the logical choice.
I mean, it's beef or chicken. I don't think.
I was going simple.
Spicy.
For the possible answers, I had chicken, shrimp, beef.
Ugh,
shrimp.
Rich.
Whoever eats the shrimp ones also, get that out of my
You know what they are?
Store.
Seriously.
Cereal killers.
Me too.
Cereal
killers.
Honest to God. Chicken, I'd say beef over chicken, though. All right. Ted Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the breakdown, Chef.
You're a great story.
Such a great
wow,
story.
Wow, what a Michelin-starred segment.
All right, Ted.
Yep, bub.
He was the WWE champion for 1,316 days. It's the fourth longest title reign in WWE history.
Is it Roman Reigns?
Guy's good.
Let's
the
go!
Guy's good.
There was an S miss.
The guy's good.
Well, he kind of just.
I think we need to go to the judges.
I think he swallowed it.
There was an S missing.
All right, Andy. This Roman invention carried water into the city through underground pipes.
Aqueduct.
Good job, Andy.
Way to go.
Good job.
You don't have to look surprised.
That was good.
I'm smart.
I would have got that one.
Aqueduct? Aqueduct?
No, he got that.
I'm right. Just kidding.
All right. All right, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Romy Gonzalez.
Yep.
Previously played with this MLB team.
Oh. Before this year?
Yes, that's right.
He played for...
You mean not the Red Sox?
I think he played for the, Chicago White Sox.
He can't be stopped, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
this is unbelievable.
This is a freight train.
Stopped.
But, Ted, I have had so many 4-1 leads against this son of a blank.
I got two.
Yeah.
Huh? 4-2? 4-2, baby.
All right. Andy.
I've had leads.
Oh, there we go. All right. Rome was not always the of Italy. Rome was not always the capital of Italy. This city was Italy's capital from 1861 to 1865.
Venice?
No.
Oh, you suck. Did you see what he did? You didn't see what he went. No. He pointed at me like he was giving me
you
the ding,
fell
ding,
for,
ding.
You fell for that?
Yes.
Classic Johnson. Classic.
So Mr. Johnson.
If it's not Rome and it's not Venice, what's the other one? Florence?
Jeez. Man. Get out the
broom. You know what's funny?
Does he have ChatGPT in here or something?
No, actually, if you went to me on that one, I would have said Milan because it's a very busy industrial city. So I would have said Milan.
And you would have been wrong?
And I would have. So I'm glad you.
Oh, he's getting cocky now.
And you would have been wrong.
Now he's getting cocky.
Oh, Ted GPT over here is a mother blanker.
I don't trust him one bit.
Andy, you got to salvage this one. It's 5-2, guy.
All right, Mr. Johnson.
It's cheating.
In Rome, this animal is protected by law and legally allowed to spend their lives wherever they want without being disturbed.
Does it make a meow sound?
My God. Wow. My God.
Wow.
What's the score? 6-2?
6-2.
Wow.
Jesus. You planning on showing up today?
Oh, we got two questions left, Andy. Come on.
What was your major? Like Italy? Like, did you study? Yeah. Did you study abroad?
I'm curious about a lot of things. A lot of things I'm curious about.
Good All Lord.
All right. That deserved better out of state.
Andy, which fast food chain opened their first Italy location in Rome in 1986?
McDonald's?
There you go. There you go.
6-3. I'm still getting smoked, but...
Mm-hmm. All right, and last question, Mr. Ted Johnson.
Wait, it's already over?
Yeah, we have one more.
Can I get, like, the 10-point ball?
Can we just play the game?
Can I get the 10-point ball?
Go
All
ahead.
Right, Ted.
Yep.
It is the smallest country in the world.
Rome.
No.
No. No, I meant. No, shoot.
If you're wrong, I'm going to beat your ass.
I'd watch that.
I think you going to it? You going to it? No. Make
Nick Fitzy Stevens would like to play.
Okay.
Have an answer?
Okay.
No, I. No, go ahead.
He's using the lifeline.
Monaco.
No. Wow. Mr. Johnson?
I still think Andy's O for using a lifeline.
I think I got it. Is it Vatican City?
There we go. Wow.
Wow. That's a country?
Yeah.
Yes, smallest country in the world.
It's a district, like District of Columbia.
No, it is a country. Smallest
it is not
country.
A country.
Vatican Google
that
it right
be
now.
Your answer?
When you raise your hand and you act confident, you should know what the hell you're talking
about. But
then about.
I said back to you, if you've got an answer, just to be safe.
How many Did times? I say I didn't want to play? I want
just
to play
twice.
Every week.
Yeah, Ted.
Well, on game, man.
You have to play next week because you're the reigning defending champion.
Ted, yeah. Great
the
job.
Rain? Attaboy,
the reigning
champion.
I'm impressed. And I'm not, say, I'm not saying, but that was random.
I feel like I had a past life in a Roman time. So I, you know.
All right.
It's a gladiator.
On, can we have rules that you can't peacock around?
You know what it is?
Is Gladiator on the Ted Movie Club? Have we all seen that?
Oh, yes.
Ted's the size of a gladiator. That's why he's got all this Roman blood coursing through.
Awesome. That's but that's gonna do it for
my favorite was ramen noodles.
Well, that's where he makes his money as the host and the creator of Quiz with Stiz.
Great.
Is he looks at things a little bit differently.
A little different.
And that even Romy Gonzalez getting his in there because you know, we're all thinking Roman Anthony. Maybe there'd be a Rome. We didn't even get a Roman Anthony question. But there was a Romy Gonzalez.
No,
Romy
Julia. I was preparing Julius Caesar, Pompey, all
this
other
stuff.
It was
a 9th of March question.
That's true. That was a very good one.
Yeah, I can't believe everybody knew March 15th. Like, why do I not know
that? Oh,
that's
a very, beware the Ides of March. That's like a very popular phrase.
That didn't resonate with me because I was going to guess.
20 points if you...
Guy that wears Flamingo shirt tucked in, I'd expect...
Cub Scout.
I wouldn't expect him to know that answer.
This guy. This, he just kept lobbing
Flower
grenades
shirts over here
everywhere.
Feeling himself.
Look at this.
What?
I'm not sure how I'm going to do today. Oh, don't... He Eeyored his way into the quiz and then just absolutely dominated.
You'd think a 3-time Super Bowl champion would be a little bit more magnanimous. It's one thing for you and I, Fitzy, when we're slumming it as winners. We got to take what we can get, pat ourselves on our back, peacock a little bit.
I think someone's going to open the good tequila tonight.
Wow, Teddy feeling him.
Sure, bro.
All right, that's going to do it. Ted earned whatever gloating he wants to do with an impressive victory in Quiz with Stiz. My reign is over. But next week, tune in. You never know who'll be back. Fitzy, you'll have your chance to knock off the big guy or blow it. Knock off the big guy or blow it, wherever it may go. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. I like that.
Hey, you know what? You will automatically win the Quiz with Stiz if you can name what artist this is.
Name an artist. Any artist.
Most Def.
No, but I'm, hey, you know what? Points for knowing Mos Def. DMX, Andy. DMX. R.I.P., okay. The late great.
He's dead? Oh, that's right. I remember that.
No, you don't.
WEEI Afternoons, fresh off Quiz with Stiz, where the top text right now, 978, says Quiz with Stiz has got to be the best segment on EEI right now. Award winning.
That's a co-sign. Let's go. Co-sign that.
I'm with Stiz. Maybe we won't go quite that far, but it's a good segment. We had fun with it. Ted Johnson's the new champion. Good luck next week.
Thank you, Bob.
Time now for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-4KIDS. Reminder, we'll be down at Gillette Stadium tomorrow, Patriot Place, the Dean College stage, leading into it's not Tom Brady night. We already did that once. Tom Brady statue night. Totally different night. They're not the same thing. Now he's got a 12-foot statue being put up in the plaza. He'll be there. And then, more importantly, for Ted Johnson and I anyway, Ted Johnson, we will see Drake May take the field, I think, for at least a couple series.
I hope
so. Start the process that is the 2025
Patriots. Please, play guys in some of these preseason games.
Yes.
I just think it's... I think it's good. I think it's good for them to kind of go through the process, you know, and just dressing and going out there and warming up, playing a couple series. Don't not play these guys.
And especially these guys. It's not like it's your 04 Patriots where everybody's like a 10-year veteran.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah. No. I don't know anything about this team right now. I don't know who's going to do what. So look forward to 2-6 tomorrow, Dean College stage down at Patriot Place. And then Patriots football game a little bit thereafter. But we do need to talk about one more time from a different perspective. Mike Vrabel. I had the statue on the mind. Mike Vrabel yesterday did something unique that we haven't, I don't think, seen before, where a coach got a little bit involved in a scuffle trying to break it up. A big coach, a big former player coach, and he ended up with a little blood afterwards that I think a lot of his players really liked when you read some of the quotes afterwards, not just Drake May, Pop Douglas, others. But some former players were also noting what happened yesterday. Dudes with Dudes podcast, Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski saw the blood and they reacted.
Vrabel's got high energy. He was bleeding from his face because he broke up a fight in joint practices. Could you imagine Bill doing that?
I really don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, that's never been seen before. If anything, a coach just blows the whistle and just starts screaming at everyone, get out of here, get the out of practice, you're done for the day.
Vrabel thinks he's still a player. He got balls and juice, and he still looks the part.
He does kind of still think he's a player.
Oh, he does. And you and I have talked about this, different topic for down the road. What happens when he can't do all this stuff?
Yeah, you just, you know.
When he can't hit, when he can't get his pad out, when he can't play safety.
He's got what his culture established at that point. He doesn't have to, you know, basically do all the things he's doing now to establish it.
Was that a sneaky good thing yesterday? I know Drake May compared it to Trump, and that's turned to a thing for Trump, but was that sneaky
big? In the context of the entire practice, I liked the fights. They were short. They didn't take forever. And it wasn't like the whole practice was like just kind of a waste of time. They got work done, and with these couple scuffles, in that context, I'm okay with it. Like if they looked like they were didn't know what they were doing out there, and then you add that on top of it, then I would have more criticism for it. What do you expect? These guys are fighting for their careers.
I agree with that. I mean, it was quick. That's the one thing I'll say. I do think some of these teams do one day of joint practices for that reason, because they think sometimes the second day will turn into just too much, a debacle, and counterproductive.
That's a good call.
But also, from just the head coach's perspective, sometimes we always talk about this, the freaking Cooper Criswell game. If they win the World Series, will we look back on that? The Brian Cox hit, or all these things we look back on. If this team does something relatively special this year,
yeah,
is that like, that was the day they bought into Mike Vrabel. That was the day Mike Vrabel became their guy.
I don't think so.
No? Too much?
I mean, if it was like blood gushing everywhere and they had to bring in the EMTs. But it was like a little cut.
Yeah, but you know how these things work. In 5 years, if he's like a three-time Super Bowl champion, I still remember when he got his ass kicked to prove to his team that blah, 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 there was blood everywhere or whatever. He sucker-punched Von Miller.
Do we know how he got the cut?
Nope.
Yeah.
He just got involved.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe he did it. Maybe he's like a wrestler and he did it himself. He took the razor blade out and just kind of skiffed himself to get a little blood.
You know what? That would be a bad sign for the season. He's got to be doing that. That goes against everything he stands for, I think.
Yeah, I don't think there's been a bad sign yet along those lines. And I don't want to get all like, okay, Andy, it's August 7th. They haven't played a game. They haven't played a preseason game.
But up to this point, there was about a million different warning signs with Rod Mail last year. They started the off-season weight program a week later. Last year.
Correct.
Then they could have.
So I will say this. We've gone two straight years where somewhere in January we got an expose from the Boston Herald that detailed where the previous season went wrong, what a debacle it was behind closed scenes.
Love them.
March, April,
Must
May,
read.
Right?
Yep.
We will not have an expose from the Herald in January.
I agree.
I think there is no way that this train goes off the tracks like that. He's too dialed in. He's too good. I know we get in trouble for praising Alex Cora because we whatever. Mike Vrabel is showing you what I said earlier. Like, he's already feels like he's a top 12 coach in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Just because he didn't have a job a year ago. He feels like you have one of the better coaches and regimes in the NFL.
I don't know what else he could have done. Like, he jokes about winning March and April.
Yeah.
You got to win March and April to win in September.
Correct. Process.
And I feel like they've done as much as they could have done up to this point to make the team as good as they could make it. I love the coaching staff. I like the free agents. I like the draft. So far, I'm okay with the where Drake May is. I like the effort and practices. There's nothing for me to get too worked up about so far.
I feel like, speaking of worked up, I feel like the guy who just sat down is listening to us talk about Mike Vrabel breathing like he's heavy. Going into the Hall of Fame. I feel like he's going to have a Christian Arkin, do you have a retort to anything you just heard?
I mean, that's very very optimistic of you, Andy, I would say. Very optimistic that this guy who did flame out in Tennessee is now suddenly a top 12 coach in the NFL. Yeah,
I didn't say that. He said that.
Do you guys know that Marcus Jones is a recording artist? Did you
yes.
know that?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard his music?
I have not.
Is okay, Stitch, have you heard Marcus Jones'
music?
Didn't
he do the dinosaur, or is that wrong?
The dinosaur?
Like,
everybody do the
Tyrannosaurus Rex, T-Rex, Marty T-Rex?
I don't know. I know that I'll he did. He's up. Made like an. He's made R&B music.
Yeah, he's legit.
Okay, then maybe not.
No, he's legit.
If it was the dinosaur R&B song. But you guys should get him to do some music when you interview him.
Live?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to battle him.
Not a terrible idea.
That's a good idea.
So is he capable
Stiz
of
versus
that?
Whatever Marcus Jones' rap name is.
But is he like R&B, like baby making music, or like what kind of R&B?
I don't know. If the spirit moves you, I mean, you should listen to it.
Andy loves him some Boys to Men.
I do. That's what I was thinking. Like Boys to Men, like that's a little different
that's
genre.
That's your go-to,
like,
bro?
I love back. Oh, I love Boys to Men.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Boys to Men, did you guys know there was fireworks in the Seaport last night? Did you know about this?
I heard him talking about
freaking everybody out.
And dude, with Boys to Men performing?
It was a Boys to Men concert. That's why.
It
was Boys to Men with the Boston Pops. That's what the fireworks
were. I had my dog. I was out at the dog park last night, and we're like, is that fireworks? Where are there fireworks at?
Yeah.
So we're in Melrose.
It was just for Boys to Men?
Boys,
I mean, it was
Boys to Men and the Boston Pops.
But it was like Wednesday night and not like the
Yeah, show. Over at whatever Harbor Lights is called.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
at like in the Seaport there. Yeah.
Interesting.
The half show.
So, Christian, you got 4 hours tonight, right?
Sure do.
Oh, look at this. He's got a rundown. He's ready to
That's
roll.
That's right. We got Christopher Smith at 7:30. We're going to talk about smelling salts tonight, which I'm very excited to. Did you guys tackle the smelling salt conundrum in the NFL?
We've tackled it. Yep.
Yeah, we're going to do them. Well, you can talk about them. We do.
Players can, That's true. Reportedly can still bring
yes.
their smelling
you bring, salts. You just got to bring your own. You or your buddy own. Has to bring them. The
I fainted in school once, and the nurse gave me smelling salts.
Really?
Yeah.
You fainted?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I used to faint. I fainted all the time. When I was a kid, I used to faint. Like
one of those
amount.
Goats?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. I'd just be walking around, boom.
Did the smelling salts work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They Wait, they pick me right up.
Yep.
So we'll have that. I want to talk a little bit about Howard Stern, whose show is ending and who was big. Back when I was a kid, back when I was in like fainting all the time, I'd go to school. We'd either listen to Imus, Howard, or Hillman. One of those three. And Hillman outlasted Howard
wow.
Stern. How about that?
That is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'd say so. So I'll talk about that a little bit as well. We got the Dongs tonight, hence my steroid era T-shirt that
Love
I'm wearing. I wear that every time we got the Dongs.
Jose.
Only 4 or 5 games tonight, so maybe a small Dong report, but we'll have it for you.
You
anyway.
Never want a small Dong report.
No.
That is not what we're looking for. But stick around. Full 4 hours of the Christian Arkin Show, 6 to 10. And then tomorrow we will be live at Gillette Stadium. It's Tom Brady statue night. Dean College Stage at Patriot Place. Come on by and say hello,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah, definitely.
It's Come hang
it's
out.
It's basically in the middle of all the
yeah.
shops.
Yeah. yeah, you can hang out, we'll say hello to Big Ted, the new champion of Quiz with Stiz. You can prep for the...
Andy loves talking to people in between breaks, so come on out.
Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. We'll go with that very much. So 2 to 6, WEEI Afternoons down at Patriot Place tomorrow, and then Patriots preseason opener against Washington. It's going to be a great day. Talk to you then.
Ted is to the quiz what I am to the trade deadline. Who's your Roman Emperor now, bitches?